السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. صدق الله العظيم. This which verse of the Quran Sharif is not for hidayat, for guidance, for which verse of the Quran Sharif is not full of nur and light? Which verse of the Quran Sharif is not for ibrah? So we should make an effort to learn a little bit of Arabic so that at least we can understand the simple verses of the Quran Sharif. Now last night we heard Minha khalaqnakum. This simple, humble earth on which we walk. The earth and the ground on which we put up our buildings, on which we put up our toilets, which we stamp with our feet, but we never heard the earth complaining. So humble the earth is. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we created you from that same earth. That same earth we created you from. And it is that same earth that we are going to return you to. In fact, Shaitan also, when he was told to make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, this is exactly what he said. خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. That, O Allah, you created me out of fire and you created him out of earth. So the flames of the fire, they rise high. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam should be making sajda to me, not that I should be making to him because he was created out of earth. So Allah Ta'ala says that we created you out of this earth, and it is to the same earth that we are going to return you. And from that same earth we are going to raise you again. On the day of Qiyamah, you will rise from that same earth. So generally we say the person is buried in the grave, because that is what happens to the majority of the people who pass away. That a hole is dug in the ground and the person is put into that hole, which we call the grave. But in reality, grave is that period of time after the death of a person until his resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, Alam-e-Barzakh. But if you have to look at the ocean also, if somebody has to drown in the ocean or somebody has to be eaten up by a fish or swallowed up by a whale, or if he has to burn to ash, the end result is same earth. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is the same earth that we are going to raise you again from on the day of Qiyamah. Then if we followed carefully, further up or further down, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then said, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every soul shall have to taste of death. Za'iqa has been used. We say this is bitter. We say the taste of this is bitter. Taste of this is sweet. Taste of that is sour. The taste of that is salty. The different types of taste that we talk about. So there is a kind of taste that we will have to taste, and that is the taste of death. And it's going to come upon everybody. Now to make the taste of death sweet, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala gave us the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran and Sunnah has been given to us that if you want to make your death sweet, if you don't want it to be bitter, then make amal on the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it will be very, very sweet. Then there is nothing to be worried about. If you have to look at the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and particularly the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many places he has mentioned about death, and how many times a day he used to remember death. And yet the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it haram upon the earth to decompose their bodies. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabis of Allah ta'ala, are masoom, they are sinless, there is no sin at all. But yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many times he remembers death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, remember that which is the destroyer of pleasures, and that is death. So whether we like it or not, death is going to overcome everyone. And it is such a secret that we just don't know when it is going to come. Now this is not something new that I'm telling you. This is something that we listen to almost every bayan, every time that somebody gives some nasihat and waaz, we listen to something about death. But the reality hasn't struck us. We believe that death does come, but not upon us. It's going to come upon somebody else. When a person is indulging in sins, at that time shaitan and nafs makes him forget that death can come in this state. If the person who is a Muslim, who is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, had that yaqeen, that death can come suddenly in this very sin that which I am committing, then will he commit that sin? Which person would like to be raised on the day of Qiyamah committing zina? Which person would be like to raised on the day of Qiyamah is committing fraud or is committing some other kind of haram deed? Nobody would like to be raised in that state. And that is what is going to happen. The state in which you are going to die, you are going to be raised. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that think abundantly of this reality, and that is death. Because it is going to come. We cannot avoid it. And as I said, that now to make it sweet, we have to make amal on the Quran and Sunnah, then the person will look forward to death. It doesn't mean that the person wants to leave this world because he's tired of all the difficulties and hardships and problems. But then he will look forward to death because that is the only way that he can meet his beloved Allah. It is a bridge over which a person crosses. Yusilul Habiba wilal Habib. So he will have to cross this bridge to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannat. So then he will look forward to it. When the person will be prepared for death. But in spite of preparation, still look at the lives of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een. That how concerned they were that we have to leave this world and we will have to present ourselves before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chhudane ko nahi. Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chhudane ko nahi. Juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi, juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi. Kya qiyamat hai ki isse tu khabardar nahi.
So the person has to go to the grave, and nothing of this world is going to help that person except his amal, except the deeds which he has done, the good deeds. And those good deeds are going to be done with the same body. These are things that we have been mentioning in many talks of mine, but for the benefit of the large number of listeners also, that this same body, you don't have to go and look for another body now to do good deeds. It's the same eyes, the same hands, the same feet, the same heart and mind, the same wealth, the same children, everything that we have got, it's the same thing. But it's just that we will have to do it according to the Quran and Sunnah, then they will become good deeds. If our niyat, our intention is correct, and we are doing it according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, then that same seeing of the eye will become a good deed. Because the person is going to look at good things, and with good niyat, the person is going to think of good things. The person is going to use his hands for good things. He is going to use the feet to walk towards good places, to go to the namaz, and to go to make tawaf, and all the rest of, and to go and help somebody in need. Now the same feet. Now when he's going to discipline his whole body and do the deeds according to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure, then all these good deeds now will become the light of the grave. I gave one example that we have these emergency lights. These emergency lights, they are charging all the time. They're charging all the time. You can see we have them in this masjid here also. They are charging all the time. But they don't come on. They remain off. But the moment darkness sets in, immediately they come on. If there is a trip in the switch, or there is some kind of fault, and it goes dark, then immediately it comes on. Those emergency lights which are connected, they immediately come on and they give you light. So this is exactly our situation, that these namazas, this our fasting, our hajj, our ibadat, our charities, our taking care of the poor, the needy, the orphans, the destitutes, and all our good deeds and actions, they are charging that light all the time. Then when suddenly death will come, then that grave will no more be a place of darkness. That emergency light will come on. There will be brightness in there. The fasting will come to the person's assistance. The Quran, Tilawat, and everything else. Now it has become bright, and Allah Ta'ala will make that expanse of that grave so much that it will be a garden of Jannat. Window of Jannat will be opened, the breeze will come through. Now this person will enjoy the fragrance. Why? Because he charged that light. But many people, they do a little bit of good deeds, and while that light is charging, they take the plug out. Every little while they take that plug out. Every little while they put that switch off. So then when there is a need for the light, then there's no light, it's darkness. That means we keep committing sins. We do a little bit of good deeds and then we multiply our sins. So this is the thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants. That death is something on which nobody has any kind of difference of opinion, and it is going to come. So how prepared we should be for this? Because nobody is going to come to our assistance then. Then we will say, Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. From here onwards we will go alone. Thank you very much for conveying us to the grave. And nobody knows when the person's visa of life is going to expire. It is such a visa that nobody knows when it is going to expire. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. Kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. It's a very strange kind of visa. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls, the person doesn't know. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. Kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Aur isme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin. Impossible to get an extension. You cannot bribe the angel of death. I always say that these days even a pocket of potatoes will do to get extension of visas. In some countries you take one pocket of potatoes or onions or oranges also, they will extend your visas. You can bribe the officials. You cannot bribe the angel of death. And also the duration of this visa unknown. So when the duration is also unknown, that when it's going to expire, how much of preparation we should be doing. How much of concern we should have. How conscious we should be of the fact that any time this death can come. And when a person is conscious of death, then it does not mean that he's going to close down his business, and he's going to divorce his wife and children, and he's going to go away onto the mountain tops. He will remain still in this world, and he will behave as an absolutely normal person. He will marry, he will raise his children, he will give them education, he will conduct his business, he will go for Hajj Umrah and business reasons. He will do lots of things. He will do everything that a normal person does. He will even run a big government. Look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Look at Hazrat Usman Ghani and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the other khulafas and look at the history of Islam. Huge empires were run by Muslims. And true Muslims, Muslims who had full faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala, whose iman was very, very solid. The remembrance of death did not make them lazy. It did not make them go and sleep away at home and close the doors and say that now that we are thinking of death, so therefore we cannot do anything. So this is just a whispering of shaitan, that if you are going to think of your death, then what's going to happen? What is going to happen is this, that then there will be a barrier between us and sins, that the moment we are tempted to commit sins, then immediately this thought of death will restrain us. I always say that's the break that we need. Because we don't seem to have that kind of love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we restrain ourselves. And neither do we seem to have any kind of khawf of Jahannam and the azab of Allah ta'ala that we restrain ourselves. So what else is left? The only other break that's left is the remembrance of death. That the person is tempted, then there is a beautiful woman and there is no restriction at all. Nothing preventing from the two to commit zina. And at that time the person thinks suddenly that what if my death comes in this state, and it restrains him. The person is committing theft. The moment his hand reaches out for those notes or for those coins or for those rings and for those diamonds or whatever it may be, or to sign fraudulently, immediately he thinks, what if my hand just stops there while signing or while stealing? What if somebody shoots that person while she's watching that filth on the television? The burglars broke into the... How many homes it has happened that the person is watching filth on the television or on some, or have with some filthy novels, and at that time the burglars, they dash into the home and they hold them up. At that time, where does that enjoyment, that haram enjoyment, where does it go? Why is it that time they start screaming, Hamim la yunsarun? Why is it that at that time we start making Allah? Can happen to anybody, that I'm not denying. Even the pious and the righteous can be held up. But what I'm saying is that if the pious and righteous are held up, and if they are shot and killed, then it will be shahadat, and it will be nothing to be really worried about with the regards to the hereafter. And also in this world also, the person died, the people will say, well, he was reading in namaz and somebody shot him. Or the person was in his home, he was talking to his wife and children and somebody shot him. Or the person was in his business and somebody shot him. So that is nothing embarrassing. But what if the person has to then be known as the person who died whilst committing adultery, or died whilst committing theft, or died whilst reading some filthy magazine, or died whilst committing some other kind of haram action? Then will that be a good death? So I conclude. There's something that I went around, speaking around wherever I went. And alhamdulillah, it helped a lot of people. I said that many, many people, we are human beings, we make mistakes, people commit sins, we all are sinful, none of us can claim to be absolutely perfect and pious and righteous. But don't leave evidence of sin. On the one hand, the person is committing a sin and displeasing his Creator, displeasing his Allah Ta'ala. And then we leave evidence of that sin on our computers, on our cell phones, in our files, in our cupboards, in our pockets, in different places we leave evidence of that sin that we have committed. The person has got photographs of his illicit beloved. The person has got haram, filthy porn movies in his cupboards. And sometimes the husband, wife and children all pass away in an accident. What's going to happen after that? Who is going to open that cupboard? Our family members, our friends, our relatives, they are going to open those cupboards which we thought that nobody else will have access to except ourselves and the devil. In devil, there's evil also. D-E-V-I-L. Devil, there is evil there. So people think that nobody has got access to these things, only myself. But when he suddenly departs from this world, then the whole world has access to that. How shameful it is then. How embarrassing it is for the family. So if a person committed some sin accidentally, then remove all evidence of that sin. One is spiritual, that is with plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Plenty of tawbah. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I made a mistake. I'm sinful. And I will never return to this sin again. Make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. And whatever other evidence there is, out material evidence, then remove that also. Remove it. Don't keep it for enjoyment. What else does a person keep the haram evidence for, except for enjoyment of the nafs? Every now and again he wants to take out that letter that was written, and he wants to read it and enjoy. The person wants to see those photographs, and he wants to get enjoyment. In other words, the person is taking enjoyment out of sins. And a Muslim, he has hatred for sins, not enjoyment in sins. So if we cannot do anything more, then at least this remembrance of death will restrain us. The moment we are tempted to commit some kind of sin, then just think, what if my death comes in this state? The person wants to pop drugs in his mouth, think of the same thing. The person wants to drink wine, think of the same death. The person wants to commit adultery, fornication, think of the same death. And how many people have died in these haram places? How many people have died? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with hidayat, with guidance. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cause our death to come in such a state that He is pleased with us. Allah Ta'ala must protect us from death in any kind of haram action. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the Ummah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'aza minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Oh Allah, my heart is filled with evil passions, evil desires, and with greed, with malice, with pride, and with arrogance, and all the other filth. So we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to change the condition of our hearts with this puzzle. If man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts, then we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس دادہ میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. اب تو رہے بس دادہ میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس دادہ میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی. دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی. جنو انسو حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین. کونو مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین. کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس دادہ میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خا خانہِ دل آباد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں، تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، او اللہ، نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو گینگڈ اپ اگینسٹ می اینڈ دے ہیو ڈسٹروئڈ می، آئی سیک یور اسسٹنس، آئی سیک یور ہیلپ، سیو می فرام دی اٹیکس آف نفس اینڈ شیطان، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں، گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، oh my beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. Our persistence in sins, O my beloved Allah, He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us. He would have sent gale force winds against us. But O Allah, in spite of our using Your very bounties day and night for Your disobedience, You are still blessing us with so much of Your bounties and ni'mats. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, O my beloved Allah, whatever sins we have committed, we are ashamed of each and every sin. We are not justifying our sins. O my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards You. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before You. This part of the morning on this Mubarak day of Ramadan, in this Mubarak hour, O my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before You. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. O my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, to return to whomsoever whatever is due. O my beloved Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us all with good health. Whoever is sick and ailing, give them complete cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whether they are in hospitals or homes or clinics or amongst us. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. O my beloved Allah, don't test us with sicknesses, diseases, poverty. Don't test us, O my beloved Allah, as You tested the people of the past. O my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of Yours. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the hereafter. Ya Allah, bless everyone with good health. Spiritual health and physical health. Our hearts have become spiritually diseased, filled with malice, with greed, with envy, with pride, with arrogance, filled with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, we have made our hearts into garbage bins. Ya Allah, we have entered all the filth of the world into our hearts. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with Your muhabbat, with Your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with You, such a bond with You and Your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from You for a single moment. Oh Allah, bless us with such a bond with You, such love of Yours and Your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every moment of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that love. Vere Allah, tera qurb naseeb farma. Bless us with Your marifat. Bless us with Your yaqeen. Bless us with yaqeen in You. Ya Allah, bless us with trust in You. Bless us with faith in You. Oh Allah, bless us with tawakkul in You. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of taqwa. Bless us with the life of piety. O my beloved Allah, give us the realization that in sins there will be nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. O my beloved Allah, distance us from sins. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, bless those who are suffering depression with joy and happiness. Remove their suffering and their depression. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, bless them with halal wealth. Remove their poverty. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is suffering throughout the globe. O my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the trials, the hardships that the ummah is facing. O Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. O my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives, in our time. Bless us with the tawfiq to appreciate every minute of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the attacks of our nafs in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you have chained the evil devils and shaitans. But our nafs, which is the biggest shaitan, is still with us. Ya Allah, it is still causing us to commit so much of sins in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us from the attack of nafs. Ey mere pyare Allah, hamara banja, ab to hamara banja, ab to hamara banja. Become ours, make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, the angel of death is going to strike his sword. Way and when we are unaware of. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, watching some filthy film or movie, watching some filthy site on the internet, or with some filthy magazine in our hands, or committing fraud. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. As Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, all his life Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for the ummah. And all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.